Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How Not to Invest by Barry Ritholtz is a practical guide to avoiding the costly mistakes that derail long-term wealth building. Rather than promising secret strategies or market-beating tricks, the book focuses on the errors people repeatedly make with their money, from chasing hot tips to overreacting during market stress. Ritholtz, known for translating financial research into plain language, emphasizes that successful investing is often less about brilliance and more about behavior, process, and humility. The book draws on widely discussed ideas in behavioral finance and real-world market history to show how emotions, narratives, and bad incentives can push investors into buying high, selling low, overpaying fees, or taking risks they do not understand. By highlighting what to avoid and why, it helps readers build a sturdier framework for decision-making. The result is a checklist-style mindset, reduce unforced errors, keep costs low, diversify, and stick to a plan that fits your goals and time horizon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, behavioral traps that sabotage investors. A central theme is that the biggest threat to returns is often the investor, not the market. The book spotlights common behavioral biases that lead to self-inflicted losses, overconfidence after a winning streak, recency bias that assumes the latest trend will persist, and loss aversion that turns normal volatility into panic selling. It also addresses herd behavior, where social proof and financial media amplify the urge to chase what is already expensive. Ritholtz frames these patterns as predictable human reactions, which is good news because predictable problems can be managed with structure. Instead of trying to eliminate emotion, he encourages designing guardrails, written investment plans, predefined rebalancing rules, and a commitment to long horizons that reduce the temptation to trade on headlines. The practical takeaway is that discipline beats drama. When you can recognize your own impulse to act and replace it with a repeatable process, you reduce the odds of buying at peaks or capitulating near bottoms. The book positions emotional self-awareness as an investing edge that costs nothing but can protect years of compounding. Secondly, bad ideas and seductive narratives. Another focus is how compelling stories can override sober analysis. Investors are drawn to narratives that feel intuitive. This time is different. A revolutionary company cannot fail. A guru knows the next big thing, or cashing out now will prevent disaster. The book warns that markets constantly generate plausible explanations that may have little predictive power. Financial television, social media, and marketing funnels can turn uncertainty into confident-sounding forecasts, encouraging action for its own sake. Ritholtz emphasizes skepticism toward certainty, especially when someone benefits from your decision to trade, subscribe, or buy a product. He highlights that simple explanations can hide complex realities such as valuation, competition, interest rates, and time horizons. The antidote is to demand evidence, compare claims to long-term data, and separate what is knowable from what is merely repeatable commentary. By learning to spot narrative traps, readers can avoid concentrated bets based on vibes and instead rely on diversified exposure and probabilistic thinking. The result is fewer impulsive decisions and a portfolio that is built on fundamentals, not on the emotional appeal of a story. Thirdly, numbers that matter and the math that misleads. The book stresses that misunderstanding basic investing math can quietly destroy wealth. Small differences in costs, taxes, and time can compound into huge gaps, while seemingly minor mistakes in risk assumptions can lead to catastrophic drawdowns. Ritholtz points readers toward the handful of numbers that deserve constant attention: savings rate, asset allocation, fees, tax efficiency, diversification, and the relationship between expected return and volatility. He also cautions against being fooled by performance reporting and selective time periods, where a strategy looks brilliant only because of cherry-picked start and end dates. Another recurring issue is confusing nominal results with real purchasing power after inflation, or focusing on short-term gains while ignoring long-term probabilities. The book encourages readers to use simple, conservative assumptions and to respect the role of luck in outcomes. A disciplined plan anchored in reasonable return expectations is portrayed as more valuable than complex models that imply false precision. By learning which numbers truly drive outcomes, investors can spend their energy on controllables and stop optimizing for metrics that look impressive but do not translate into sustainable wealth. Fourthly, process over prediction. Building a resilient plan, instead of trying to forecast markets, the book argues for creating an investment process that can survive many environments. That means aligning the portfolio with personal goals, time horizon, and risk capacity, then using diversification and periodic rebalancing to manage volatility. Ritholtz highlights how prediction tends to fail at the moments it matters most, because macro events, policy shifts, and sentiment changes are difficult to time consistently. A resilient plan accepts uncertainty and prepares for it through broad exposure, appropriate liquidity, and a clear decision rule for when to make changes. The book also promotes the idea that doing nothing is sometimes the best action, particularly when markets are turbulent and emotions run hot. By emphasizing a rules-based approach, it reduces the need for constant judgment calls. This topic also includes the importance of humility, acknowledging what you do not know, and resisting the temptation to make concentrated bets. The value of a durable process is that it turns investing into a repeatable practice rather than a series of stressful wagers, helping readers stay invested long enough for compounding to do its work. Lastly, incentives, fees, and the hidden costs of advice. The book pays close attention to incentives in the financial industry and how they can conflict with investor outcomes. High-fee products, excessive trading, complex strategies, and sensational commentary often persist because they are profitable for providers, even if they are not beneficial for clients. Ritholtz encourages readers to look past labels and ask simple questions. What does this cost? Who gets paid? And what must be true for this to work? He highlights how advisory arrangements, fund fees, transaction costs, and tax drag can quietly erode returns year after year. The solution is not necessarily to avoid advice, but to choose it carefully and understand how it is compensated. Transparent pricing, low-cost diversified vehicles, and a focus on long-term planning can improve the odds of success more reliably than expensive complexity. This topic also reinforces the importance of investor education. When you can evaluate incentives and costs, you are harder to sell. By reducing frictional losses and avoiding misaligned products, readers can keep more of their returns and improve the probability of meeting real-life goals like retirement security and financial flexibility. In conclusion, How Not to Invest is best suited for readers who want practical protection against common financial mistakes, beginners who feel overwhelmed by market noise, experienced investors who have been burned by bad timing, and professionals who want a clearer framework for client behavior. It benefits a reader's life by shifting the focus from finding the perfect investment to building habits that prevent avoidable damage. That mindset can reduce stress, improve decision quality during volatility, and increase the likelihood of staying invested long enough to capture long-run market growth. The book is worth buying compared to similar investing titles because it concentrates on the failure points that actually show up in real portfolios, emotional reactions, seductive narratives, misunderstood numbers, and misaligned incentives. Many books sell an idealized strategy. This one emphasizes error reduction, which is often the faster route to better outcomes. By reinforcing process, diversification, cost awareness, and behavioral discipline, it offers a durable playbook that remains useful even as market themes change. Readers who apply its lessons can expect fewer unforced errors, a clearer plan, and a stronger foundation for long-term wealth building. If you would like to support Barry Ritholtz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.